诗篇73篇25节到26节，Psalm 73, 25 to 26。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。Whom have I in heaven but you? And beside you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. 让我们来到神的面前，向他祷告。Let us come before the Lord and pray to Him. 全能的天父上帝，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你的时候，求主你悦纳我们的敬拜，也求主安静我们的心，让我们专心的来仰望你。主啊，求你恩待我们，也求主保守我们的心怀意念，让我们能够清新的来到你面前敬拜。主啊，求你打开我们属灵的眼睛，让我们能够看到你的伟大，也让我们看到你是我们依靠的主。主啊，求你带领我们以下的时间。Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We ask you to accept our worship. Help us to worship and give us a pure heart so that we can worship you with true and Spirit, we ask you to open our hearts and mind to receive your word and help us to honor you because you are the God, you are the great God, and help us to depend on you. We ask you to be with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. 奉耶稣的名祷告，Amen.
Well, thank you, Pastor Liu, for inviting me to speak today.
他很感谢刘牧师，让他有这个机会在这个主日可以证道。
And so I think we have a new format. I think we've been trying this for the last couple of months.
我们有个新的形式来主日敬拜，在过去的一两个月里。
But I give thanks to God that we're still able to meet and we're still able to worship.
所以我感谢主，我们仍旧能够可以来崇拜，仍旧可以来相聚。
And perhaps even in this time, it's all the more important to remember that God is in control.
在这个时候，我想最更重要的是，我们要相信神仍然在掌权。
So, you know, in English, there is a common phrase referred to as having a come to Jesus moment.
在英文里面有一个常用的短语，被引用为是来到耶稣的时刻。
So in the secular language, this is a moment where a person undergoes a difficult but positive realization or change in character or behavior.
在世俗的文字里面，这就是说，在一个人要经历一个很困难，但对他的品格和行为是一个正面的一种领悟和改变的一个时刻。
Sometimes I get to see some training videos at work.
有的时候，我在工作的时候要需要看一些培训的录像。
And I remember one of them talked about how people have a tendency to resist change. And it takes a come to Jesus moment to be able to realize that you need to change.
有一个录像我记得就是讲，人是非常难改变的，他一定要经过那个耶稣的时刻，他才能够领悟到他需要改变。
I was in discussion, with a colleague on this term.
我跟一个我的同事在讨论这个短语的时候。
And I realized that this term is so often known for, as a phrase for undergoing difficult change.
我就发现这个短语经常被认为是在经历一个很困难的一个改变的一个时刻。
But we actually take that, we actually take the words, the literal words in this phrase for granted.
所以我们把里面那个实际的字语认为是理所 当然的。
And the original meaning is glossed over or not recognized.
所以我们就忽略了其中原本的这个字的意思。
That is, my friend did not immediately realize that the words come to Jesus, or this phrase is actually rooted in our need to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以就我的朋友他没有马上意识到到耶稣这边来这个词语的意思其实是根据于我们需要相信耶稣这个基础上。
So I would like to point out that often we take words in our language for granted.
我想在这里指出的是我们经常对英文的这个文字就让我当作是理所当然的。
And yes, at least in English, we take a lot of the sayings that we have, that we forget that they are rooted in the Bible.
所以我们忘记了我们所讲的很多的这种用语，其实它的根基是在圣经上。
And in Matthew 11, chapter 11, 28 to 30, we have just such an example.
在马太福音11章28到30节，我们就有这样一个例子。
So to have eternal rest for your souls, we need to come to Jesus.
如果你想要有灵魂这种永恒的安息，我们需要来到耶稣这里。
You come to Jesus by having Jesus take direction of your life, and to do that, you need to know the Bible, and the result is you will have eternal rest.
到耶稣这边来，就是通过让耶稣来掌管我们的生命。我们只有做圣经上让你做的事情，我们才能够做到这些。然后你的最终结果，你就可以得到永恒的安息。
So please turn with me to Matthew chapter 11, and look at verses 28 to 30.
跟我一块翻到马太福音11章，我们来看28到30节。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke.
凡劳苦但重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
These are some of the words of Jesus that Jesus gives in his ministry on earth.
这些是耶稣在世上他的传道的时候他给我们的一些话语。
You know, Jesus' teachings in Matthew can be summarized in Matthew 4:17.
耶稣在马太福音里面的教导可以在马太福音4章17节有个总结。
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
All the teachings of Jesus can be tied back to our need for repentance from sins, because the kingdom of heaven is near.
耶稣的所有的教诲都可以跟我们需要从我们的罪里面悔改连在一起。因为天国近了。
A time of judgment is coming and has now come.
审判的时间它正在来临，而且已经来临。
Jesus has died on the cross for your sins, so that forgiveness and the message of forgiveness is available to us.
耶稣在为我们的死在十字架上死了，因此我们就拥有了饶恕和赦罪的信息。
So going to Matthew, back to Matthew chapter 11, in verse 28, Jesus gives us a command, come to me.
我们回到马太福音11章28节，耶稣给我们一个命令说，到我这里来。
Now this is an imperative command.
这是一个必须要行的一个命令。
I think if you look at the Chinese translation,
你看中文的翻译，
it reads something more like, all you who are weary and burdened may come to me.
他是写凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
I think the 可以 should really be removed if you want to be more precise with the Greek.
我觉得这个可以应该去掉，如果你想跟希腊原文更接近的话。
Because in the original Greek, it is a command. Jesus is commanding us to come to Jesus.
因为在希腊原文，它更像一个命令，耶稣命令我们到他这里来。
The Greek word that's used also suggests that this is something we should always be doing. It's not something we do once, but we should always be coming to Jesus.
在耶稣在希腊原文，它也表示这个是我们经常需要做的，并不是说只做一次就可以了。
Okay, that we should always be relying on Jesus and always be trusting in Him.
所以我们是应该时刻依靠耶稣。时刻的来信靠他。
And that this coming to Jesus is not something, it's something that we are continuously doing.
这个到耶稣这边来是应该我们持续做的一件事情。
Okay, this invitation is given by Jesus where in Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29, he tells us he is gentle and humble.
在马太福音11章29节，耶稣给我们一个邀请的时候，他说他是柔和谦卑的。
First, how do we know that he is gentle and humble?
首先我们怎么知道他是柔和谦卑？
Well, if you look above at verse 25,
如果你往前看到25节，
we find that Jesus is praising the Father, his Father.
我们看到耶稣是在感谢天父，他的父亲。
His father, who happens to be here, Lord of heaven and earth.
他的父亲正好是那位宇宙天地的主。
That's right, Jesus is the son of the Lord of heaven and earth.
所以耶稣也就是宇宙天地主的儿子。
That makes him the son of God, and I think that makes him important.
这样他就是上帝的儿子，神的儿子，说明他非常的重要。
It reminds me of a story I read about Mark Mallory.
这让我想起一个故事，就是关于 Mark Mallory.
Yes, Mark Mallory, he owned a lake on Lake Michigan.
Mark Mallory, 他有一个船在那个密西根湖上。
And he called a boat service to have his boat placed in the water in time for Memorial Day weekend.
他打电话给那个船服务公司，让他们在国殇节的时候把他的船放到水里。
So in case you don't know how this works, I think what happens is he keeps his boat on a trailer.
他就把他的船放在一个拖车上面。
And there are these services around the lake that will take the boat on your trailer and put it inside the lake for you.
在湖边那些船的服务公司可以把这个船从你的拖车上拿下来，然后放到湖里。
So he was informed that due to the backlog.Of boats that need to go in the water.
他被告知他们有很多的积压清单在那边，需要把这个船放到水里，很多人有这样一个要求。
And because of the recent coronavirus shutdown,
因为近期冠状病毒关闭，
they were unable to place the boat in the water before the weekend.
所以他们不能够在那个周末把船放到水里。
So Mark tells the boat service that his wife is the governor of Michigan.
所以 Mark 就告诉那个船服务公司他的太太是密西根的州长。
The governor of Michigan currently is Gretchen Whitmer.
是那个密西根现在的一个州长叫 Gretchen Whitmer。
And Mark actually is her husband.
Mark 是他的先生。
The owner of their boat service company wrote on Facebook.
那个船服务公司的主人就在 Facebook 上面写了一段话。
Yes, he wrote on Facebook that he put Mark in the back of the line, and as a result, Mark's boat was not in Lake Michigan in time for the Memorial Day weekend.
哦，他在那个脸书上面说，他把 Mark 的船放在他们这个名单的最后面，所以那个 Mark 那艘船在在国殇日那天就不能够下到水里。
Okay, so maybe in this country, being the husband of the governor can cause people to work on your boat even more slowly.
也许在美国。作为一个州长的先生反而会让别人为你的船服务的更慢一些。
But I think at least Mark thought that at least being the governor's husband somehow confers him extra respect and maybe some power and privileges.
但至少 Mark 他是认为作为一个很有权力的人跟有权力的人有一些关系是会给他带来一些好处和便利。
So maybe Jesus might be better compared to the princelings in China.
也许耶稣可能与中国那些太子党更有相比性。
You know, the children of the top Chinese government officials.
就是那些中国高层领导人的小孩。
Except Jesus is way more powerful than that.
除了耶稣比他们的权力更大。
Our Father in heaven is way more powerful than these governments on this planet, as Romans 13:1 reminds us.
我们在天上的父亲，他的权柄是远远超过这个星球上任何一个政府的权力，就像在罗马书上13:1告诉我们的。
Because it is God that put them there.
因为是上帝把权柄给他们。
So back in Matthew 11:25, we find here that Jesus' father is the Lord of heaven and earth.
回到马太福音11:25，我们看到耶稣的父亲是天地的主。
That is some powerful relationship.
这是一个非常有权能的关系。
That we find that Jesus, he is the Son of God.
我们看到耶稣是神的儿子。
And as verse 27 points out, all things have been committed by the Lord of heaven and earth to his son Jesus.
而且我们在27这边看到，所有的一切都是天地之主交付给他儿子耶稣的。
Why all things?
为什么是所有的事情？
Because all things belong to the God who created heaven and earth.
因为一切所有的都属于创造天地的那个神。
And the son has access to all the things of his father.
他的儿子可以从父亲那里承受所有的一切。
And it is this Jesus that has his arms open asking you to come to him.
正是这位耶稣，他张开了他的臂膀来邀请你到他这里来。
We also find in verse 29 that Jesus, the Son of God, is not just humble enough to become a man to die for your sins.
我们在29看到耶稣作为神的儿子，他不仅仅是有足够的谦卑来到这个世上为我们的罪而死。
He is also gentle enough to reveal His father to you.
他同样也是足够的温柔，把他的天父显示给我们。
Just as he has revealed himself to little children.
就像他向小孩子显示他自己。
For we find just above, if you look just above in verse 25.
在我们可以发在25节之前看到这个。
That we find that the Father who is the Lord of heaven and earth has hidden these things from the wise and learned.
我们看到天父天地的之主将这些事向聪明通达人藏起来。
And reveal them to little children.
向婴孩就显出来。
Now how humble is that?
这是多么的谦卑。
Normally we think of children as being powerless and unable to affect change.
通常我们认为婴孩是毫无能力，不能够有任何影响力。
Now a YouTube channel that I often follow, Active Self-Protection. There's a speaker who analyzes security footage.
有一个 YouTube 一个频道我经常看的。是叫积极的自我防卫，他那个讲员经常会分析一些安全的那些录像。
Yeah, so he analyzes security footage for lessons that we can learn.
他会分析一些安全的一些影像，就让我们可以从中学到一些教训。
And sometimes he will analyze a child abduction.Or a near child abduction.
有的时候他会分析那个小孩被绑架或者马上会被绑架这样一个录像。
So one of the things that he points out is that adult strangers never ask children for help.
有一件事情他指出的就是成人的陌生人从来不会向一个小孩寻求帮助。
Okay, this is a hint. I'm telling you, this is a hint.So you kids at the church.
这是对教会的小孩的一个暗示。
Okay, if an adult stranger is asking you, a child, for help, you need to run away and tell your parents.
如果有一个成人的陌生人要你来帮助他，那你这个小孩，你就应该逃开，然后告诉你的父母。
Okay, the reason for this is that it is assumed that the nature of a child is powerless and he's unable to affect change.
这个原因是大家都认为小孩的那个天性他就是没有能力，他不能够产生影响力。
And people do not ask those who are powerless and unable to do anything for help.
所以人一般不会让那些没有能力毫无影响力的人去帮忙。
But we find here that Jesus has revealed these things to little children.
但是我们这里可以看到耶稣向婴孩显现自己。
It actually reveals the attitude that we need to rely on Jesus.
这其实也说明我们需要依靠耶稣的一种态度。
The term is childlike faith.
这个说法就是像孩童般的信心。
If you flip forward a few chapters to Matthew 18:3,
如果你们往前翻到马太福音十八章第三节，
Jesus tells us that unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣告诉我们，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，但不得进天国。
Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
And so we have here the description that for us to enter the kingdom of heaven, we need childlike faith.
所以在这里就描述到我们如果要想进天国，我们就必须要有孩童式的信心。
Now, oftentimes this can be ridiculed.
很多时候这被认为是可笑的。
you know, I understand that children, they lose some, they seem to lose their childlike faith maybe in the middle school years or a little bit before.
我知道小孩子在进入初中或者在这之前就开始失去这个孩童般的信心。
Okay, that's, this is when they might start to question their parents.
这个时候他们开始质疑他们的父母。
I also understand that this is a dangerous time when all sorts of ill and vices can befall kids.
我也同样知道这是一个很危险的时刻。因为各种各样的问题恶习就开始会降临到这个小孩身上。
I mean, not just things like, drugs and sex, but even small things. When we think of them as small things, like disobeying your parents.
不仅是像吸毒啊、性啊这样的事情，甚至是很小的事情，甚至是很小的一些小事上，你不能顺服你的父母。
That's right. Disobeying your parents can bring all sorts of harm.
这种不顺服会带来各种各样的麻烦。
And instead of disobedience to God, we need to be interacting with God and the Bible, which are His words.
所以我们需要跟神和圣经联合在一起，就是跟神的话语联合在一起，来取代不顺服神。
We need to have childlike faith in what God is telling us.
在上帝在告诉我们的话语上面，我们应该有像孩童般的信心。
Matthew 18:4 gives us a hint as to why.
马太福音十八章第四节就提示我们为什么这样。
Now that it allows us to be humble, humble enough to know that God has the answers and that you do not.
这就是它可以让我们谦卑下来，足够的谦卑，知道上帝知道。万有，我们什么都不知道。
It is actually a recognition of God as Lord of heaven and earth.
这实际上也是尊上帝为天地之主。
That he knows better than I do.
他知道的比我的好得多。
And even when it doesn't make sense, I have to trust that my Father in heaven, knows better and he is in control.
甚至在我不明白的时候，我也可以相信我天上的父亲知道什么是更好的，而且他掌控一切。
After Jesus tells us to come to him in verse 28, this is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
在马太福音11章28节，在耶稣告诉我们要来到他这里之后，
He gives us a few more commands.
他又给了我们一些命令。
Specifically, two actions are commanded.
具体的说就是有两个行为是他命令的。
The first is to take up my yoke.
第一个就是负我的轭。
A yoke is a device that you put on a beast of burden, like a working animal, like an ox.
轭是一个工具，你放在一个负重担的一个动物上面，是一个为你工作的一个动物。
Okay, it allows the animal to pull something.
所以这个动物就可以拖一些东西。
Jesus's yoke is directed by Jesus.
耶稣的轭是被耶稣牵引的。
So when we take on Jesus's yoke, we are putting ourselves aside to do what Jesus wants us to do.
所以当我们负耶稣的轭，就是我们把自己放在让耶稣告诉我们做什么，我们就做什么的这样一个位置上。
Now, in aviation, on a lot of airplanes, there's also a yoke.
在航空领域，在很多的飞机上也有一个操纵杆。
It's a yoke in English, for both here in this verse, but also on the airplane.
在英文当中这个操纵杆英文的字 yoke 跟那个轭那个 yoke 是同一个字。
The yoke is the primary flight control of an aircraft.
这个操纵杆是飞机上一个主要的一个飞行的控制器。
If you look inside a cockpit before you get on a plane, it looks like a steering wheel.
如果你看你看的话，你你觉得它像一个方向盘。
It's used to pitch your aircraft up and down and roll the airplane left and right.
它是用来调节这个飞机升降，然后也可以让这个飞机翻到左边右边。
There is some lineage in why it is called a yoke.
它为什么被叫做 yoke？ 它是有一个关系。
Because the yoke on an airplane controls its direction.
因为这个操纵杆在飞机上的操纵杆，它是控制方向。
In the same way, when we put on Jesus' yoke, we follow the direction of Jesus Christ in our lives.
同样的，当我们负耶稣的轭，我们就在我们的生命里面跟随耶稣。
Jesus steers us where we need to go.
耶稣来操纵我们，我们需要往哪个方向走。
Now for those of you who are scared that following Jesus is hard.
对你们当中有些人认为有害怕，觉得跟随耶稣是很困难的事。
Jesus reminds us that we shouldn't be.
耶稣告诉我们不需要害怕。
Because in verse 30, Jesus tells us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
因为在三十节，他耶稣告诉我们，他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。
This requires a leap of faith, childlike faith.
这个需要有一个信心的飞跃，我们需要有孩童般的信心。
That when we are following Jesus and walking in God's will,
就是我们要跟随耶稣，然后我们要行走在神的旨意中。
Well, I'll just quote Brother Ralph.
我想引用 Ralph 弟兄讲的一句话。
He says the safest place to be is in the will of God.
他说最安全的地方就是在神的旨意当中。
Because your Father in heaven is Lord of heaven and earth.
因为你的父亲在天上的父亲就是天地之主。
He loves you and will take care of you.
他爱你，会想看顾你。
This is not to mean that you won't experience pain or that it won't be exciting.
这并不是说你就不会遭受到痛苦，也不是说这个生命就不是那么令人兴奋。
I think of it like a roller coaster.
我觉得它更像一个过山车。
If you think about it, it's actually very easy to ride in a roller coaster.
你想一想，其实坐过山车是件容易的事情。
I mean, you just sit there and you do nothing. You're just along for the ride.
你就坐在那边，你不需要做任何事情，你就可以跟着这个行程走。
But it can be very tense and exciting.
同时呢，它也可以是非常令人紧张，非常令人兴奋。
But it's also very safe.
同时它也是安全的。
It turns out that if you sit still and you keep your head into the headrest and you put your hands on the handrails, the roller coaster ride is actually very peaceful.
如果你坐得很稳，你把你的头好好的靠在那个头枕上面，你的手放在前面的栏杆上面，坐过山车其实是非常平和的一件事情。
I mean, you feel all sorts of forces, but if you relax, you're just along for the ride.
如果你是会感觉到一些的力量，但是如果你很放松，你就跟着这个过程。
It's actually very smooth and also it's safe.
其实你会感觉到是很平稳而且比较安全的。
The roller coaster is designed to be within human tolerances and the safety bars and straps keep your body where it needs to be, which is inside the car.
过山车它是根据人的一个忍受耐力来设计的。它安全的栏杆和安全带可以让你坐在这个车厢里面是比较安全的。
In the same way, being in the will of God can take you on all sorts of journeys.
同样的，你处在神的旨意当中，你也会经历生命中各种的人生旅程。
But it is His will that is carrying you.
但是他的旨意在承托着你。
It's when you jump outside of God's will, like leaving the roller coaster car, that you get yourself in trouble.
只有当你想离开神的旨意的时候，就像你离开过山车那个车厢的时候，你才会让自己陷入困境。
And even on the roller coaster, if I move my head around or let my arms flail outside of the roller coaster car, it gives me whiplash.
甚至就算在过山车里面的时候，我把头乱转，或者我把手臂拐到车厢的外面，我就会感觉到有点被鞭打的感觉。
So in order to take on, and also in order to take on the yoke of Jesus,We, and have him direct your life, you need to know what his directions are.
为了我们能够负耶稣的轭，让他在生命当中指引我们，我们就必须知道他的方向是在哪里。
And Jesus tells us in verse 29 that we need to learn from him, learn from Jesus.
在29节，耶稣告诉我们，我们要学他的样式。学习耶稣。
Your learning is important in the following of Christ.
跟随耶稣当中学习是非常重要的。
You know, it's also, if you think about it, it's also important here at ACBC.
你想一想在 ACBC 这个教会这也是非常重要的。
I mean, consider ACBC's reoccurring activities.
你想一想 ACBC 经常重复出现的一些活动。
You'll find that the bulk of those activities involve teaching in some form.
你会发现这些活动的主要部分都包含了各种形式的教导。
You know, whether it's the worship service, which is right now,
不管是现在的主日崇拜
or the Sunday school in a few minutes,
或是过几分钟的主日学
or the many small groups and fellowships,
还有一些小组团契
，and Friday night，
还有周五晚上的活动。
The main activities of what we do at ACBC involve someone teaching and hopefully people learn.
在 ACBC 许多我们做的事工当中的核心部分，包括了某些人的教导，当然也希望大家能够。一起学习。
Not learning the latest in self-help, but just as here in verse 29, learning the teachings of Jesus, and by extension, the teachings of the Bible.
不是学习最新的自救的方法，而是就像在29节这里讲的，是学习耶稣的教导，延展开来，也就是整本圣经的教导。
You know, in the same way, we should all be seeking to know more about God.
同样的，我们也需要更多的寻求，更多认识上帝。
We should be reading the Bible for ourselves, not just sitting in worship service and attending Sunday school.
我们需要自己读圣经，而不仅仅是坐着听主日。讲道或者是参加主日学。
Just like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17:11.
就像在使徒行传17章11节里面的那些比利亚人。
You see here that they are described as noble.
这里圣经把他们描述为是贤人。
And the reason is given.
这个原因也在这里。
One of the reasons is that they examined the scriptures every day.
其中一个原因是他们天天考察圣经。
I'd like to point out the everyday part.
我想指出的是天天这个重点。
Okay, in the same way, we should be examining the scripture every day.
同样的，我们也需要天天考察圣经。
Now, some people call this quiet time or daily devotion.
有些人把这个叫做安静时间或者每日的灵修时间。
Okay, but regardless, we need to be in the habit of reading the Bible every day.
不管怎么样，我们需要每天读圣经。
And the end result is found at the end of verse 29, and you will find rest for your souls.
最终的结果你会在29节这边找到，你们心里就必得享安息。
Jesus had said it again earlier in verse 28.
耶稣在前面28节也讲到这一点。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And we see that Jesus says here, the invitation is to those who are weary and burdened. And the result of coming to Jesus is he will give us rest.
我们看到耶稣在这里，他的邀请是对那些劳苦担重担的人，结果是他可以使他们得安息。
Okay, that we will find rest for our souls.
我们可以找到我们灵魂的安息。
We have a comparison that there are those who are wearied and burdened, but through Jesus Christ, He will give us rest.
在这里我们看到一个对比，我们有那些劳苦担重担的人，但是通过耶稣，他可以给我们得安息。
It's actually sort of a rhetorical statement.
这个就像一个修辞手法。
A rhetorical statement that those who are weary and burdened need rest.Or if you need rest, then you are weary and burdened.
就是那些劳苦担重担的人可以得到安息。同样的，如果你觉得你是劳苦担重担的，那你就需要安息。
It's a situation where the solution is meant for the person who has a need, and if you have that need, then the solution is kind of obvious.
这是这样一种状况，就是这种解决方法是给那些有需要的人的。如果你有这样的需要，那这个方法是显而易见的。
I'll pick on my wife, Anne, who sometimes says she is tired, and the solution is to get some sleep.
我在这边我要跳一下我太太的词，她有的时候她说她很累。那其实解决方法就是去睡觉。
The question is whether you are a person that needs some rest.
问题是你是不是那个需要安息的人。
For that matter, what is this rest for your soul that Jesus promises here?
对这个问题，就是说耶稣所应许的这个灵魂的安息到底是指什么？
In Hebrews 4:3, chapter 4, verse 3, it uses Psalm 95:11 to mention something about entering the rest of God.
在希伯来书四章三节，他用了诗篇九十五章十一节里面所讲到的进入神的安息的一些事情。
Specifically referring to the unfaithful Israelites in Hebrews 4:2, who shall never enter my rest.
具体的来说，他在希伯来书第四章二节，他是指那些不相信的以色列人，他们断不可进入我的安息。
As a matter of fact, between Hebrews chapter 4 verses 2 and 3, we find that those that enter God's rest are those that believe in the gospel.
事实上，在希伯来书四章二节到三节之间，我们可以看到那些进入神安息的人就是那些相信福音的人。
While those that did not combine the gospel with faith will not enter God's rest.
而那些没有把信心和所听见的道调和的人，他将不能进入神的安息。
Now, further down in Hebrews 4:11, it implores us, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience.
继续往下看，希伯来书四章十一节，他规劝我们，我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
We have the depiction of the Hebrew concept of eternal rest, the afterlife.
我们看到希伯来书所讲的永恒的安息的一个概念的描述，也就是永生来世。
Now, wrapping back to Matthew chapter 11, when we come to Jesus, the end result is eternal rest, that is eternal life.
让我们回到马太福音十一章，当我们来到耶稣这里，他最终的结果是永恒的安息，永生。
It's actually a wonderful thought to think of your life in heaven as a place of rest, a place where there is peace, perhaps more so.In light of the recent global and local circumstances.
思想你的生命将在天堂里，它是一个安息的场所，是一个充满平安的场所，让人感觉很高兴。也许这更是在现在这样一个全球和局部不好的环境当中会带给我们一丝亮光。
So we find that those who need eternal life are those that are weary and burdened.
所以我们发现那些需要永生的人就是那些劳苦担重担的人。
So the question is, are you weary and burdened?
那问题是你是劳苦担重担的吗？
In other words, do you need eternal life?
换句话说，你需要永生吗？
It seems obvious, I need eternal life, but actually not everyone thinks so.
看上去很明显，我需要永生，但是并不是每个人都这么认为。
Now there are some people that say that they don't need eternal life.
有些人他们说他不需要永生。
And in the same way, I can say eternal life is good for you.
但同样我也可以说永生对你有好处。
Now God gives us free will and you can make your own decisions.
上帝给我们自由意志，所以你可以自己来决定。
But I will say it again, eternal life is good for you.
但是我还是要想再说一遍，永生对你是有好处。
And you will regret it if you don't agree.
如果你不同意，你后悔。
So this is my invitation to you and challenge.
所以我会给你们一个邀请和挑战。
So decide for yourselves whether you want eternal life and whether you want eternal rest.
你自己决定你想不想要这个永生，要永恒的安息。
And it's not just eternal rest.Remember that the Father in heaven is Lord of heaven and earth.
这个也不仅仅是永恒的安息，记住，天父是天地之主。
He has infinite knowledge, wisdom, and power.
他有无限的知识、智慧和能力。
He knows everything.
他知道一切。
He also loves you and cares for you.
他同样也爱你，关心你。
So when you do it his way, when you follow Christ, you will be in the safest place, in the most peaceful place, in the arms of Jesus.
当我们根据他的方法来做的时候，也就是当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们是在一个最安全、最平安的地方， 就是在耶稣的怀抱里。
Now, for those of you that have not decided to follow Jesus, I'm going to give you an opportunity right here.
对你们当中还没有决定跟随耶稣的人，我会给你一个机会在这里。
If you look down at your chat window, you can select my name, Quan, and you can text me your contact information, perhaps a phone number, and I'll give you a call and pray with you.
你可以往下看那个对话的窗口，你可以选择我的名字 Quan, 然后发给我你的联系方式，你的电话。我就会打电话给你，为你祷告。
For those of you that say that you believe in the gospel, and those that have trusted your life to Jesus Christ, I'd like to remind you of what those words mean.
对那些你们已经说相信耶稣，并且把你的生命交托给耶稣的人，我想提醒你，这些话真正的意义在哪里。
When you say you have trusted your life to Jesus, that means trusting in Jesus to be the Lord of your life.
当你说你信靠你的把你的生命信靠在耶稣手里，这个就说明你让耶稣做你生命的主。
You're trusting Jesus to direct your life.
你相信耶稣来掌管你的生命方向。
Now this is a reminder we need to be doing that every moment.
我们要记住，我们要每时每刻这样来做。
We need to be following Jesus, and to do that we need to know His word.
我们要跟随耶稣，跟随耶稣的方式就是我们要了解他的话语。
So learn from Jesus.Learn from the Bible.
我们要学他的样式，我们要学习圣经。
And follow what the Bible says.
并且遵循圣经上的话。
Okay, come to Jesus. It's a realization that we need Jesus Christ to direct our lives.
来到耶稣这里，就是认识到我们需要耶稣来掌管我们的生命。
So that we can have peace both now and forever.
这样我们就可以进入安息，现在和永远。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父,
thank you very much for your son Jesus Christ.
谢谢你让你的儿子耶稣,
who has died on the cross for our sins.
他为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
And thank you that you have risen him on the third day.
谢谢你在第三天让他重生。
And thank you for revealing to us your word.
谢谢你向我们显示你的话语。
And giving us your message of salvation.
给我们永生的信息。
And I ask that for those of us that have not accepted your son as Lord and Savior.
我向你恳求对那些还没有接受耶稣基督的人。
That you may remind them of who you are.
你向他们提醒你是谁。
And remind them of their need for forgiveness.
也提醒他们，他们有需要，赦罪的这样一个需要。
And for the rest of us who are in your kingdom.
对那些已经进到你天，神国的人。
I ask that you help us to, understand you all the more to have a better relationship with you.
让我们能够更多的认识你，跟你有一个更亲密的关系。
To read your words daily.
可以天天来读你的话语。
And to follow you with greater faith.
而且能够 一直的跟随你。
In Christ Jesus' name I pray.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.